From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a special reclassification, I guess we should call it, edition of the Cards Cast. Louisville football with a big reclass. TJ Capers, top 50 prospect in the 2024 class, now in the 2023 class. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCama, joined by publisher Jody Demlin. And Jody, you broke the news today. It was huge news this morning. Great news for Louisville Nation, Card Nation to wake up to, as you know, one of the biggest recruits of all time at the University of Louisville, as far as rating goes, is not going to make Louisville fans wait. He's going to be playing this fall instead of 2024, which is pretty big news.
Yeah, it's like, hey, he's going to do this. He's going to do that now. He's coming now. And this has been, look, this has been something, Michael, that's been in the works for a while. It's just something that they had to make sure. TJ wanted to do it months ago, I think, but it was kind of like, can you really get that done? And he did some pretty hard work over the last couple of months, from what I understand, to get that done and to move around and to get it. When I was in, I kind of got tipped off a little bit, I think, when I was in Miami for my trip, and I could never get a hold of TJ Capers, and I could never see him. He didn't want to be in because he didn't want to give it. He didn't want to give it up, and he's been great throughout this process of you know, responding and texting and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think he really wanted to give it up. So you know, he was conspicuously absent when I was down there in Miami. I got to see a lot of other prospects, but then that's when I was like, something's going on here, and my spidey sense was a going, and it turned out that it wasn't quite a done deal until a couple of weeks ago. And then a couple of weeks ago, he got some classwork back and did some things. And he's not only, Michael, is the news out there, but we can definitely confirm he's been cleared. He's cleared. And when he gets here tomorrow, if he wants to, he can go right into the weight room and get going with the coaches, because he's good to go.
Yeah, you know, and that's just amazing to think that, you know, for everybody thinking, here's a kid that's Louisville's gonna have to work really hard to keep in part of this 2024 class just 24 hours ago. And now, about 24 hours or so from now, he's gonna be, you know, on campus getting prepared and started, you know, early preparations for the 2023 class. And, you know, and Jody, I was down in San Antonio for the All American Bowl this year. Obviously, Louisville had a number of guys playing it, Pierce Clarkson, Aaron Williams. And TJ made his announcement, as we all know, during that event. And I remember being down there, and obviously he wasn't there, but they broadcast it live, you know, for everybody to watch. And the buzz started growing because TJ Capers' commitment announcement was coming up next. And you know, I was standing there talking with a couple other people that kind of had a sense, okay, he's going to announce for Louisville, but the bulk of the people didn't. And to me, it was the reaction, almost this gasp, like, what has Louisville got going on? We've got kids already playing in this game, and boom, here we go. One of the top recruits from the 24 class just announced for Louisville on national television. You know, obviously now he's in 23. And that in itself was such a huge moment, just from a marketing standpoint, a publicity standpoint. And now to see it coming to fruition, where he's going to be in the Louisville red and black so much sooner than we anticipated, you know, I think speaks volumes of what this program is trying to do from a recruiting standpoint and from a competitive standpoint as well.
Yeah, no, it does. I mean, it's one of those, I don't know. I've had a lot of people ask me today, like, what do you expect? You know, what's he going to do? How does he fit in? I don't know. And I don't think the staff knows, and I don't think the kid knows. I think it's one of those things where he wants to do this. He's able to do this. And the good thing is, Michael, he is physical enough to do this. There was a difference between the TJ Capers that came on the official visit back in March, I think, or something like that, and the TJ Capers that came on the official visit in mid-June or late June. The TJ Capers that came on the official visit in late June had been working his tail off to get to a point where he could compete this year. He looked totally different. He was not only fit, but he was looked like he could go out there right then and participate and play, with the guys as far as the team is concerned. Now, I don't think he was ever totally sloppy out of shape. He was just a high school kid. He was just a high school senior. Now he is not a high school senior anymore. And here we go. Let's go jump right in the mix and let's see what you can do. Also, a lot of people are talking about the position, Michael. Look, he said it a number of times, and he said it to me a couple of times. He's not a rush edge. He doesn't want to be a rush edge. He wants to be a linebacker. He wants to be a defensive. I've called him defensive standout because I really don't know where he's going to fit when it's all said and done. And it might be different this year than it will be next year.
Yeah, it can be. You know, and the player evaluation that Andrew Ivins, 247 Sports Director of Scouting, gave for TJ is one of the best evaluations that I've read. I mean, because it kind of reads, as you kind of described him, he's a guy that can impact in multiple ways. And, you know, he talks about being able to be a multi-year starter at the Power 5 level, but calls him a ball hawk and comfortable dropping back into space and being able to snip out plays and how to get to the quarterback quickly. And this is after a sophomore season in high school. So with his continued development, obviously now that he's going to be on campus working, obviously with the UofL staff, and his development is just going to now accelerate even more. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see how he can impact, because if he's telling you he doesn't want to be an edge rush, that means he wants to impact the game in many, many ways. And, you know, and he's a guy that it sounds like, you know, with the correct, you know, direction that from the weight training staff and the coaching, as well as his own continued drive, he's a guy that seems set on making a huge impact, you know, at the linebacker spot. So it's going to be, you know, curious and enjoyable really to see how his career progresses at Louisville.
Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know, Michael. I've been stumped on this one too. I keep watching film of him and looking back and all that kind of stuff at his games. And you have to remember, first of all, and his stats were not amazing last year, but he was playing on one of the best teams in the country against the best competition in the country. So when you really look at all of those guys, there wasn't a ton of stats to be had on that team, because everybody did a little bit of everything, and it's one of the best. So I don't know. I was asked a comparison. It's kind of hard to compare, because when I watch his film, I see something a little different every time I watch it that I like, and that's a good thing. That's what I like about him, is that he is a versatile guy. He's already got the college size. He really, really runs well for a guy his size. I call him a thumper. And in my defense, the perfect defense for me, you know what I want? I want thumpers. I want guys that are going to go out there and can sniff out a run play. They can shed the block. They can understand what is coming at them. He is one of those guys that can do a little bit of all of that. He has definitely got upside. And Andrew Ivins, as you said, he had a great evaluation, and he said there that he has he's got some traits to be a multi-year starter at the Power 5 level, and he has NFL upside, and I think that is totally true, and that's exactly what the UofL coaches have seen. I was just looking, Andrew Ivins, it was a great evaluation on his profile. If you want to go read it, it's really good. But they do the comparisons there. Now, this came from August of last year, so before that season. But his comparison was to Quay Walker, who played at Georgia, and last year played in all 17 games, had 121 tackles with the Packers. So I like that comparison, and I can see what Andrew does. But guess what? Quay Walker is an inside linebacker. So again, he's not an edge rusher. And don't tell TJ that he's a big guy. I don't want to make him mad. That he's an edge rusher. I know that's where he's ranked and that's where he's been kind of slotted in. But I fully expect when he gets on campus that he and Mark Ivey are going to spend a lot of time together.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2. Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to Paramount Plus to try it free. Terms apply.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
I agree. You know, and I think he's a guy that you will see on the line of scrimmage, but you know, at times, depending on the situations, but he certainly sounds like he has the capability. As you mentioned, you know, you look at his tape, he's a guy that, you know, can do just a little bit of everything. I mean, he drops back in coverage as well and does well there. How will that translate to the Power Five level so quickly from a high school rank? Again, it's the top level down in Miami, but that's still a little different from playing Power Five college football. But, you know, getting in now and starting to make that transition, yeah, I'm like, you know, we've said it a couple of times. I'm curious to see exactly how they're going to utilize him. He seems like a guy that they're going to have the opportunity to move around and put in different spots and really hopefully create some mismatches for him. And again, you know, I'm excited to see what he can do. And, you know, and from another standpoint, I think it adds a little more juice to this upcoming season as well. So, you know, a lot of things continue to stay on that positive track for Jeff Brohm and his staff for sure.
Yep. And Michael, hopefully we'll, I don't know how they'll handle it. I want to hear what Jeff Brohm has to say about him. So
yeah.
Hopefully we'll hear from the coaches. I don't know if they'll announce it or not. It's such a weird thing and a weird time. And so I don't know where, I don't know where that, that you, or where we expect to hear from him, but, hopefully we'll hear from him soon. Cause I do want to hear what he has to say, about TJ and about, and just the whole thing. You know, I mean, a lot of coaches are not for, it's different in basketball to reclassify. In football, it's such a more, you know, the physicality of the game. There's not a lot of coaches that are up for it. Some coaches won't let kids do it, or I shouldn't say won't let kids. They discourage kids from doing it. But it appears Jeff Brohm likes to do it. And the third highest commitment in Louisville history, TJ Capers, is headed to campus this week. He'll be enrolled on Wednesday. He will be in classes on Wednesday. And he'll be working out with the Cardinals the semester. I think the semester began today, and he'll be there tomorrow working out. It's going to be fun to see this year, Michael. There's a lot of things going on. Keep clicking. We're up to six or seven confirmed prospects for July 28th. I'm trying to confirm about 25 others. So you stay on vacation. You stay on vacation and we'll do these little podcasts on your vacation every now and then if we need to do more. Okay.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a special edition, a reclassification edition of the Cardscast.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.